Welcome to yet another episode of Sleep with Salty, the postponed of podcasts. That was so fast, but I made it. So, yeah, I want to welcome you to this episode in which I'm just here to rant about the things I didn't do. It's very weird because I have a long list of to-dos and I just, for whatever reason, don't really check the boxes off. That's a little frustrating, and I don't really know what the cause is. I'm always really good when I have someone tell me what to do. It sounds really bad, like I'm just a follower of what other people say. That's not what I mean, but when you have an external duty, let's put it that way, I'm a lot better when that's the case than doing things for myself out of my own personal motivation. And I think it's just a phenomenon of being raised that way, not by my parents, but by school. Because the school system really just trains us to follow external rules. And when you, after 12 years of being in it, come out of school and jump straight into uni, where it's basically the same thing, after 20 years of being, I don't want to say brainwashed, but maybe raised in a certain way, it's hard to break free, and I try not to be too hard on myself. That's just something I'm realizing. So this is an episode that's dedicated to the things I didn't do, even though I wanted to. And still, after all, it's not a reason to mourn the past or to be really sad. It's really just a reminder to myself and maybe to you too to really listen to your heart, because you always know what's best for you and what's good for you and what you truly want. You know it inside of you, but you've maybe lost the conscious connection to your heart feeling and your intuition. And I think what helps is silence. It's really giving yourself 10 minutes of silence every single day, sitting down, putting the hand on your heart or your stomach or like the middle of your torso, where you're just listening to yourself and what you truly, truly desire. I've always had somewhat of an idea of what I wanted, but I kind of suppressed it because other things and expectations from the outside world were more important. So that sounds really sad, but I think it's something that a lot of people, and maybe especially women, experience, is that we don't really connect to ourselves in this weird little world where everything's so much about performance and about being productive and maybe even comparing ourselves to other people, which leaves us somehow empty and disappointed in ourselves, even though we're just comparing our real selves to somebody else's highlight reel that they share on social media. It's still, after all, hard. So I really wanted to emphasize in this episode that we can always change. There is always an opportunity for more and for choosing a different path and a different reaction to the same situation, because oftentimes we feel stuck and we think that maybe a change of our workplace or even moving out to a different country or city would change our problem, but we take ourselves with us. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And I feel like the true way out is changing our reaction to things. And we always have a choice to choose our reaction. We don't have a choice of what's happening to us, but especially in situations that come up continuously or that we regularly encounter, we always have the choice to choose a different reaction. And even though it feels strange and maybe even feels strange to other people who know us in a certain way, it's so important to choose for ourselves what is best. So I really want this episode to be very positive. I want to encourage you to follow your heart and your gut and to not mourn what has been, but to let it go and to choose a different reaction from this point on. So I really hope that this was a little positive reminder to you. I really appreciate you and I'm very happy for your support. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe and rate my podcast wherever you're listening, and I will catch you very soon in a week from now. Stay tuned. Bye.